The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on there, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How about yourself? How's things?
Yeah, everything's fine. It's, we're second to last weekend here in April, and, just rocking and rolling along here. Spring is in full effect, and, it's earnings season. Companies are reporting their earnings, and there's a lot of economic and financial data swirling around out there right now.
Yeah, there sure is, right? And, so we're getting earnings from all the various companies, and we're getting some views going forward, probably more importantly. And there's plenty of economic data. And I believe the Fed is meeting again May 2nd, early May, somewhere around there. Don't hold me to the exact
I think it's the 2nd. It's a Tuesday, right?
Yeah, it's
the 2nd. Yep.
And, so the big story is it going to be another quarter point rise in interest rates, or are they going to stay flat? And I've heard, it's going to be a quarter point. And then I heard also, no, but it's going to be one of the worst scoldings that the economy ever got. In other words, keep doing what you're doing and we'll be back raising interest rates again.
Right.
So it really remains to be seen. But nonetheless, it just feels like we're kind of at the end of the rate.
We're going to have to be sooner or later,
right?
The
rate raising cycle. I mean, it can't really be much more after this one in May.
Yeah, and that's if we get one in May here. We'll see what happens here. And it's funny how you say, we're going to get a scolding, if you keep doing what you're doing. It's almost like he's telling people stop spending money.
Yeah.
Yeah. You stop spending money, or maybe we'll put you in a lockdown.
But wasn't there some data this week that came out, something about cars or something? Something happened with the auto industry, I think. I don't know if...
Sales slowing down?
I think so.
I know home sales are slowing down.
Yeah, and I think they also said something about prices of cars have come down, too. At one point where they were charging above sticker, So I think we're starting to see that regulate, too, out there.
Well, that's a lot of supply chain stuff, too. If you remember back, as little as a year ago, auto manufacturers were still saying that they were having a hard time getting the chips that they needed. Because what a lot of people forget or just simply don't pay attention to is that even though in the United States here, we opened back up, China, they didn't. They were still, having rampant COVID over there, and they were still locking down and all that stuff. So as we know, such a large number of chips are produced over there that was still an issue. Now they've opened up over there and now the chip production is picking up. So it's logical and it makes sense that that's what's happening in the auto industry right now.
Yeah, and that's also another big piece of the economy, right? Auto industry, the real estate industry, the banking industry. There's some big sectors that make up a large part of our economy, no doubt.
We saw some banks over the last week or so report excellent earnings, better than anticipated, on higher interest rates.
Yeah.
Because they're working a spread right now. The banks are still working a spread right now. They always work a spread. That's how they make money. But to me right now, it feels like the spread's a little bit larger than historically.
Yes, because I think that you can get a better rate at the bank, but you have to be proactively and go do it. I think if wherever your money's at, they did not help you along and raise the interest on your checkbook or your savings.
Right.
Now, if you go seek out maybe a CD or something and say, I'll move it from this account to that account, you'll improve your rate. But I think all the lazy money, if you will, the folks that chose to do nothing, they're like, okay, we're happy making a fat spread on it.
Yeah, and they're...
That's how I see it. I mean, that's my opinion. That's how I see it.
Right, and I think that that's probably accurate, and that's helping the, you know, some of the banks, you know, with their profit margins. Sure. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with profits, right? You have to have profits. And this was something that, you know, I find bothersome when people come out and they start criticizing corporations for making profits. And people don't really understand at the end of the day the importance of a vibrant and successful stock market. There is so much money, like people who don't think that they have money in a stock market, but let's just say they're getting a pension. You know, that pension fund has money invested in the stock market. Like, it's in your best interest. It's in the country's best interest for it to do well. And when you hear people come out and say, oh, well, you know, corporations shouldn't be doing this or they shouldn't be doing that, that's very short-sighted. And you're not thinking about the whole situation and circumstance all the way through.
Yeah. And did you see this week, speaking of banks, did you see this week, I believe, and again, it's not an exact quote, but Warren Buffett came out and said that he would bet like $1 million or something that there will not be $1 lost on people's deposits in this country.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah.
You know
speaking about, they asked him about the banking crisis, whether if something happens. And by the way, the banking crisis basically cooled down now, right? That was kind of a spiked fever, and it's kind of gone away here for a little bit. I don't know if there's more banks to come that could be in trouble. I'm not saying that. But I think they asked him his opinion, and his opinion was very confident people would not lose a deposit at the bank.
So here's the problem with words. Okay, there was no banking crisis.
Right.
There was none.
No.
Zero. Well, yet that got tossed around.
Yeah.
Like mad.
Yeah.
Like banking crisis. What crisis? There's no crisis. We had an isolated incident. Right?
Yeah.
That's what hit it. There was an isolated incident. But now, and this is one of the problems, you and I have spoken about this so much on the show, Mike, is media sensationalism on, you know, things and words and vocabulary that they're using to heighten viewership, basically, at the end of the day, is all they're trying to. And viewership is online clicks. That counts as viewership.
Yeah.
Watching it on TV counts as viewership. So when they come out and they put an article out there that says, you know, banking crisis, people are going to tune into that because a lot of people use banks.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, you know, it's a headline grabber. There's no doubt about it. Right. I mean, you know, we all have money in the bank. You know, we all use banks for whatever different reasons, whether it be mortgages, deposits, checking, whatever. We're all there. I mean, and so when you hear banks could fail or banking crisis, it catches your attention.
Yeah, it certainly does. So, you know, but that was a big nothing. And it's just the issue that we face out there. And, you know, we've said on the radio in the past, related to the markets, you know, they'll use terminology of soar and plunge, you know, all the time as well. And, you know, who's going to get on an elevator if the two buttons, if one says soar and the other one says plunge, right? Not me.
Yeah.
You know, so it's something that just needs to be, you know, paid attention to. And what also is happening out there right now, Mike, is as we're watching, is the yields on treasuries are starting to come down. So, you know, why is that important, people may say, is first of all, is when you see yields on treasuries coming down, that means people are buying them, which means that they're typically anticipating a slowdown in the economy. And what that also tends to then lead to is lower interest rates for consumers, such as mortgage interest rates, like we referred to before, auto financing, you know, all those things, consumer debt, when treasuries, you know, yields are coming down, interest rates tend to get lower.
Yeah, that would be the next leg, right? I mean, that's as history or the economics has always showed us. So, and that's something. Let's go into that a little bit, right? They're saying that there's going to be some sort of a, okay, the interest rate maybe one more time hiked in May, but there's some sort of a recession coming, mild, strong. It's up for debate, any at all. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, we touched on this briefly last week, is I think we already may be starting in it. I mean, I really do. We talked about this a little bit last week, and I'm making my observations. You and I have long on the show, long said we will give our personal observations, and we can make reads our own opinions of reads of the economy based on our personal observations of what we see out there. And last week we spoke about restaurants and stores, and I told you my observation was that at restaurants, the waits and the lines aren't as long anymore. And I'm going to give you another example is we're actually, Michelle and I and another couple are going out to dinner tonight to a popular restaurant that you need to get a reservation well in advance. So I got the confirmation text message from them at the beginning of the week. And when we made the reservation, the only time we could get was because was 8:30, right? Because it's just booked. This week, when I got the text message, they said, "Are you confirming?" I said, "Yes, confirming any chance we could move to 7:30. Now, you know, when you go out to a restaurant, 7:30 is high time for reservations. Sure. No problem. We'll see you at 7:30.
Yeah. Okay. All
right. Right. Yeah. So it's just a barometer, you know, that I take a look at. And you know, the other day I was out at Target and it just didn't feel as crowded. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, Doug, is that my only thing with it all is, I think there'll be some sort of a recessionary or slowdown, and that's what they needed to do. So it almost has to be, right? Because they raise interest rates so hard, it's almost like, you know, was a cause and reaction. I'm not a scientist, but whatever the saying is, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so it almost, to say that it won't would almost be foolish.
Correct.
Right? Based on our knowledge. But I just wonder, because the employment or unemployment, call it either which way, was so, you know, job openings. You know, we weren't at that full capacity when all this hit. Mm-hmm. To say now it's going to start massive layoffs. We're going to see layoffs, and we already have in certain
sectors. We have.
Yeah, sectors and industries and companies, 100%. But there's still that, I think we started behind, not where we traditionally started in the past. So I wonder if, yes, we'll get a recession, but because of that, maybe it'll be mild, which I would think would be awesome.
Yeah, well, I that's what obviously everybody's hoping for, yeah. Right? But to your point, yes, we have seen some layoffs. Amazon has made some big layoffs. Mm-hmm. You know, other tech companies. I know Twitter made massive layoffs. You know, there's a lot of tech-related companies that have made some, you know, layoffs already, and there's probably going to be more coming. And it, like you said, we hate to say this, but that's their objective here, is that they want there to have to be some layoffs because that means they slowed the economy down.
Right. And then there'll also be sectors like real estate, right? When people that are actually became realtors and they might have started relatively recently. And when you get a big downturn in the industry, what happens? They just basically fold up shop and say, "I'm not doing that anymore."
Yeah.
You know, so you have stuff like that happens. We see it in our industry, right?
We certainly do.
Every time there's a big downturn in the market, there's, you know, the new advisor. The
advisor washout.
Yeah, there's a big washout that, you know. So we'll see.
We will see. But you know what, Mike, is I want to tell people that on May 3rd, we've got a dinner coming up at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River at 6 o'clock. And, we want to urge you to come on out to do it because we're going to discuss some savvy retirement income strategies there. And, you know, there's something that I want to talk about in the next segment. I got an idea for us to talk about. But savvy retirement income strategies to help you to minimize your taxation and maximize your income because, I mean, heck, the inflation that we've just gone through, if you're not looking to maximize your income, you know, I think you may be doing yourself a disservice. So you'd want to come out to that. So it's going to be at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. It's on May 3rd, 6 o'clock. If you'd like to come, give a call, 855-262-3722. That number's 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone and give a call. You do need to make a reservation. So I want to emphasize that. So don't hesitate. Pick the phone up and give a call. We've gotten a whole bunch of people that called off of the show last week. So, you know, seating is limited. So, you know, don't get shut out on it. It's always a good time.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a great event. And, you know, it's a great time of year, right? I mean, let's get together, go through this, and it'll be a fun night, as always.
Yeah, really will. All right, we're going to hop to a break, and we will be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue-chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what's important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air for 25 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back and glad you're investing some of your time here with us. And Mike and I come out here each week to talk to you about financial stuff. And when we say we'll talk to you about financial stuff, we'll talk to you about a host of different things that can, you know, help you improve your situation or accomplish your goals. And, you know, we want to bring you valuable information that you can, you know, apply to your situation regardless of, you know, your level of wealth or, you know, where you're at. And, Mike, one of the things that I want to take some time and I want to talk a little bit about today is two things. First of all, is that, you know, we used the word crisis, you know, earlier, and I saw a news headline on CNBC this week where it said there's a crisis out there in the for retirees right now. And then when I went on to read it, made a lot of sense to me, and it's financial insecurity.
Okay.
There's a lot of retirees out there right now that are so financially insecure. Not that they're not getting enough money through the door today. Is it going to continue? Is it going to run out? You know, do I have an issue, you know, coming up with this? And one of the segment of the article was how the government has now allowed and 401k providers are also providing people with options for different types of annuities inside of their 401ks to provide people with guaranteed lifetime income streams. And while I'm not here to talk about annuities, that's not the point. What we're talking about and what I want to talk about is the fact that there are so many people out there listening right now who are dealing with the financial insecurity in retirement of, am I going to be okay for my entire lifetime?
Yeah. And I would guess, Doug, right, coming off the heels of a negative 2022 in the market, that's what's really kicked this up off the bottom, right? Because I don't think we've had, although we've had down periods and bounce backs really quick, but I think this was the first year in a very long time, right, since that we saw a big downturn in the market. And I'm sure when people saw statements go down, this flared up, right? You know, financial worries.
Insecurity
about retirement.
So you know what else comes into play, Mike? And we've spoken about this in our different types of retirement that you can have. And, you know, this really rears its ugly head for those people who are with the asset-based retirement. Because what happens when you experience a tough time in the markets and you have an asset-based retirement? And what I mean, for those of you who haven't heard it before, is an asset-based retirement means that you have some retirement accounts, no structured income strategy out of that. You just have money that's performing, and you take money out of it when you need it. So it's no real, you know, you're worried about watching that account value dwindle. You know, it's like being in the car and watching the gas needle. You know, when it gets to half a tank, then it gets to a quarter of a tank, you know, you start to worry a little bit, am I going to find a gas station? Well, for somebody who lives an asset-based retirement, you get to half an account, you get to a quarter of an account, and then you start worrying about whether you're going to make it or not.
Yeah, and Doug, just to explain it to people so they can see it, right? So, you know, you have $500,000 and you're taking out, let's just say 5%, $25,000 a year. And during a, we'll call it a good year or a normal year of the market, you made that 5% back, or maybe you even made more. So you're looking at your statement. I got my money. I still have my $500,000 at the end of the year. Maybe I have a little bit more. But when you hit a year like last year and you take out your 5%, you're down to 475. And then if your account's down 15%, you know, off of 500,000, that's another 75,000. So all of a sudden you're down to 400,000.
Right. And you're not taking 5% off anymore.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You're taking you're taking north of 6.
Right. So now it starts to compound, right? You know, the pull rate off the money. But more importantly, that's really shocking, glaring, and disturbing.
Yeah,
right?
It's scary.
Because you're so used to, for so many years, okay, yeah, I'm around that 5. Oh, I want the 510. Oh, I'm at 495. You know, whatever. Oh, now I'm back over 5 again. All of a sudden, you see drop, drop, drop.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the insecurity comes in.
It really does. And, you know, Mike, there's there's a couple of different solutions for it. And, you know, we're going to talk about some of them at the dinner that we spoke about earlier. But, you know, one of the other things that we, you know, I want people to start doing, and this is at all levels and we'll talk about it, is just income tracking and expense tracking. That's all. Now, what this means is that I'm not telling you to budget. Because there's so many people out there that don't want to hear the word budget, right, Mike? They're like, don't put me on a budget. I don't want to hear about it. Okay, fine. You don't want to hear about it. That's okay.
Well, they lack the discipline, too, excuse me, but they lack discipline to be able to do that.
Well, sure. But what I want them to do is, you know, one of the things that we try to do is, okay, if you're not seeing the point this way, let's try to look at it in a different way and, you know, just give a simple, you know, thought process to you here. And just keep track of money coming in and money coming out. That's all. I'm not saying don't do anything. I'm just saying have financial awareness. You may have plenty of money coming through the door and it's not a concern for you. You may have $10,000 coming through the door a month and you may, you know, spend $8,000 and you're living your best life and you're enjoying yourself and all that, but still you should know where your $8,000's going. Right?
Right. Sure.
And then, you know, keep an eye on that. And if you do that simple thing, it'll help improve your security to a level, right?
Right?
You know, if you know what's going on, you always feel better when you know what's going on versus when you don't know exactly what's going on. But being the financial ostrich and just sticking your head in the sand and saying, oh, for today, I'm fine. You may be, but there's going to be future inflation. We just went through a period of time and we're still in it right now, although I think it's slowing down. When we saw really significant inflation, your purchasing power was eroded. So even though you still may be fine today, the gap may be closing, and we don't want there to become an insecure spot for you.
Right. And the thing, Doug, about inflation, and I'm going to say this, is inflation spiked, and yes, it'll cool, it'll come down. But to me, there's always a part of that that'll stick forever.
Well, it's all going to stick forever, Mike. When it cools down, right, if inflation went up, whatever, 5%, well, everything's up 5%. That's it. It's not, unless you have deflation, that price doesn't come back down.
Right. And when you look at it, I mean, just go to the old gallon of milk and a gallon of gas. I mean, have they ever come back?
Well, so they're commodities. So they'll fluctuate in value, right? They definitely will. There's no doubt about it. But the restaurant that you went out to that raised their price is not going to reduce the price back down on the entire. They may reduce it down on something and use it as a marketing to get you back in the door or something of that nature. But as a whole, those prices are not coming back down again.
Well said, right? I mean, if a dish costs $24 and now it's $28, they're not coming back. They're not reprinting the menu and coming down to $24 again.
No. Exactly. So that's why, you need to pay attention to these things. And, there's probably people listening to the show when I said that financial insecurity is a major issue right now. And when I read that article, I was like, man, they nailed this thing right on the head here. This is so true. And how do we know it's true? Because people come through the door and they talk to us about it.
Sure, absolutely. And, Doug, again, the insecurity, right? What are some of the reasons? Well, inflation's one that certainly caused it.
Sure.
A down market certainly will cause it, right?
Put those two together.
Deadly.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about bandits of wealth.
Then we got the silent killer, right? Taxation.
Right.
Those are the ones people don't even know where it's happening. They're not even aware it's happening to them. They don't understand bad moves they're making. They don't understand how it affects them. Again, we've been through this 1,000 times. Well, I got money back. I did well at my taxes this year.
Right.
No, not necessarily. Wrong answer. You're not paying attention. But the two that really that are there right in front of you is the prices at the store, the prices at the restaurant, and seeing your statements go down.
Yeah, and so what I'm saying, you know, to do nothing about it because you're still okay today is, it's a problem. You have to plan for what's going to happen in the future. You have to make some sort of, inflation ladder, if you will, in your retirement strategy. This is something that we'll talk about at the dinner, but you need to have some sort of inflation ladder in there for yourself, because if you don't think that 5 years from now things are going to be more expensive than they are today, or even 10 years from now, you're fooling yourself. There hasn't been a period of time when that hasn't happened. So the reality of the situation is, Mike, it's like having a grain of sand inside of your shoe. It's going to bother your foot a little bit. It'll bother your foot a little bit. And then all of a sudden, that grain of sand is going to really bother your foot. You're going to get a big red mark, and that red mark is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. It all started from a little grain of sand. But you know what the funny thing is, Mike? A grain of sand, I heard somebody talking about this the other day. A grain of sand in your shoe will be a nuisance to you, and no good will come from it. A grain of sand in an oyster's mouth will become a pearl. Okay?
Yeah.
So it all depends on what you're doing with the grain of sand. Inflation is the grain of sand right now. Are you going to set it up so that your strategy could potentially make that into a pearl? Or are you going to leave that into your shoe until, you get an infection in your foot?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Right, I hear you.
So if you've got to take some action at the end of the day is what we want to emphasize to you. And, once again, at the end of each segment, I take a minute to tell you that on May 3rd, we're having a dinner at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, a great restaurant, where we're going to talk about savvy retirement income strategies to help you reduce taxation and maximize income. And I think that it's something that, it's well worth your time to come out for. It's a nice evening together. You have to pick up the phone and give a call. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. You do need to make a reservation. We'll start around 6 o'clock. We don't have a hard 6 o'clock. Here we go. Maybe we'll start at 6:05 or whatever, but around 6 o'clock. And you know, it's always an informative evening. And I think that right now, Mike, with everything that's going on, with inflation where it's at, with interest rates where they're at, where the markets, you know, where they're at, I think that it's very valuable for people to come out right now.
Yeah, and you know what I love about it too, Doug, the topic that we're doing, A, it's certainly in focus, but B, it affects everybody.
Right.
You know, it's not like saying, that doesn't affect me. You know, because there's a lot of things we talk about week to week on the show. Sometimes it won't affect you, but it'll affect me. But this is a topic that we think everybody can do better at.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, there's always room for improvement. So pick the phone up and give a call. Join us for dinner on May 3rd, 855-262-3722. We're going to hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as 1,000 other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what's available to you. Well, we've got some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting faculties throughout the area and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So pick up the phone and call 888-855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, we hope that we're bringing you good value. We always shoot to do that on a weekly basis, come out here and give you things to think about and give you actionable items to take to make sure that, you know, you're doing the right things with your funds and planning for your future and making sure that you're set up and making sure that you have what you want. Notice I'm saying you right there a lot. You know, that's what I want to emphasize. This is for you guys out there right now. We want to make sure that we're doing what we can to help guide you in the right direction to accomplishing your goals and objectives. So, Mike, we're into the what have you been up to lately here part of the show. And if it's okay with you, I'll kick it off.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, great. So I had a couple of interesting things come in this week. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about was I had somebody come in, a radio show listener, really nice gentleman, came in and probably not coming on board with us because was in really good shape. Remember I told you, yep. Was in really, really good shape. You know, told him so when he came into the meeting. But I got to tell you something that this gentleman did that I think that you know, I would love to see more people do, and is he set up for his kids Roth IRA accounts.
Yeah.
And believe me when I tell you, so his children are in their early 40s now, and each one of them has in excess of $200,000 in a Roth IRA account because he has been making contributions for them as a gift, if you will, you know, making sure, of course, they have to qualify for it because it's, you know, and all that stuff. But on a regular basis, we're being asked by people, Mike, what can I do for my children? What can I do for my grandchildren? Yeah. And this is one of the things that I think people should take a look into, see if they qualify for it. And if they do, you know, go ahead and move with it. Because like the gentleman said to me, and as you and I have spoken about, you know, on this radio show many, many times, I think the Roth IRA is one of the greatest gifts that we've ever been given.
Sure, 100%. And, you know, it's interesting, Doug. You're right. That's such a great strategy, and congratulations to that gentleman. But let's develop it for the folks here a little bit on the air. And so let's say your parents, let's say your grandparents, whoever, and you want to do some gifting, and you mm-hmm. want to get money to your children or grandchildren, whatever. Well, you know, they're in their 20s. Chances are they're struggling. Right. They're just starting careers. They're just starting to work mm-hmm. and they're having a hard enough time paying for that new their own place or that car or whatever the case may be in the demands of a 20-something-year-old. And they're not really saving money, but they're eligible to put money into a Roth IRA.
Right.
Great strategy. Hey, Doug, let me, you know, here's what I'm going to do for you. We're going to open up a Roth. I'm going to put the $6,000 into it, you know, whatever it was last year. And I think it's up to $6,500 now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put that away for you. And that's for your long term. You're not going to touch it. You can't touch it. They have an understanding of it. And tax-free for life.
Well, that's the point, right? So listen, in this gentleman's circumstance, let's just call it $200,000 at 40 years old, right? So the rule of 72 tells us that that money, if you get a 7.2% return on it, will double every 10 years,
yeah.
Okay? So that's 200 is 400 at age 50, is 800 at age 60, and if the money sits there until age 70, it's $1.6 million under that scenario of a tax-free pot of money.
Yeah. And, you know, years ago, right, Doug, they used to do a thing out when the IRA contribution was $2,000 a year. And they used to show you if you start putting $2,000 a year away from age 18 and it grew to, like, you know, with some rate of return, it's going to be like $1 million. And people couldn't believe it and stuff like that. But this is even more powerful,
yep.
right? Because of the tax free, you're not paying tax along the way. You're not paying taxes when it comes out, right? If you adhere to all the Roth
mm-hmm.
IRS rules, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's an incredible story. It really is incredible. And when you think about it, if you're putting away, you're in your 20s, and you're able to put that $6,000 away. I don't care what you are in life, you know, doctor, lawyer, whatever, you know, laborer, whatever. Pick the job.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, it's doable, and it gives you really hope for the future financially.
It absolutely does. And Mike, you know, I just and I wanted to bring that up, number one, because it's the most important thing is emphasizing the point of doing that. But the second important thing that I wanted to also just add is that I told you guys at the beginning, and Mike and I have said this over and over on the radio, if you come in and you're on track, we're going to tell you you're on track. Good luck. We don't create problems that don't exist yeah. to simply get you to try to become a client. And the gentleman appreciated it. And we parted. We went on our separate ways. And I said, listen, we're always here for you. If anything comes up in the future that you want to talk about or go over, let me know.
Yeah. Awesome.
Right. You know, so wanted to talk about that. Then second thing I want to talk about is did a review meeting with a client this week who we put we developed a strategy. I mean, this is going back, I don't know, they've been with us 7-8 years now. Put a strategy together for retirement. It's performing as, you know, as or better than, you know, we anticipated it to perform. And he's getting older and he's got some money accumulated in his 401k plan. And he said, what should we do here? You know, he's over the age of 60. Should we do something here with this to add to the strategy? So I just wanted to bring that up and let people know is that if you're over the age of 59 and you've got money sitting in a 401k, and that's really kind of like all the money you have, that doesn't mean that you don't have options to explore and look to see if there's something possibly available for you outside of the 401k.
Sure, absolutely, Doug. And that a lot of times it could be a very important, well, in this case, you're talking about the piece to your retirement income planning strategies. Mm-hmm. So that's a key, that's a big point there you just said, and especially coming off the heels of last year, right? When we saw the market
yeah.
go down, where people saw their 401k fall, and now you're saying, I'm over 59 and a half and I'm thinking about retiring and I just took a hit to my 401k. You know, you don't have to be out there swinging in the wind, if you will.
Right. And the nice thing is that these people, when they came in, we established a hybrid approach for them for the retirement. So there's that financial insecurity that we spoke about isn't really there for them, right? Because of the strategies that we've put in place for them. And it's a hybrid approach. It's assets as well as combined with, monthly income strategies. So there's, you know, it's really a nice spot for them to be in, I think.
Sure is.
What do you got?
Well, Doug, same thing here. You know, this week was a week of I was able to sit down also with a, you know, existing client and go through the review and talk about things. And the emphasis really is on setting up for retirement. And we've been gathering and growing assets for a very long time. But, he's 56 years old and where am I at? Give me the benchmarks. You know, if I do this, if I do that, my options. And I always find, Doug, for the clients, when they have the plan in their pocket, it always makes the everything else, the variables of, well, I don't know, I may stay. If this happens, if I go, if I do this, I do that. It just makes it so much easier. It opens up, really having a solid retirement plan from in your 50s and kind of knowing mm-hmm. what you're going to do when that day comes. And I don't know when that day is going to come because I'm not really sure. There's variables built into it. Just makes the whole thing come off very smooth and very easy, you know? And the nice thing about it is when you're sitting talking with the client, he seemed very relaxed about things.
Sure.
You know, talking to me and talking about, you know, the less time at the office and all this stuff. So, you know, I want to encourage everybody out there, Doug, like you said, we keep talking about the various retirement asset-based, income-based, or the mix of both. The quicker you get a plan in place for your destination, the easier it is.
Sure. Yeah. You know, 100%. And it's, you know, it's funny you say that because I'll give you a personal story. I'm working with, helping with my son right now. He wants to write a comic book.
Nice.
Okay? So, and he's artistic and he wants to write a comic book, but doesn't really know how to go about it. So we started watching some videos on storyboarding, and this is how you go about, you know, writing it. But we watched a video, and one of the authors, I don't remember the name, said to, when you want to write a comic book or anything for that matter, in his opinion, you have to start at the end. You have to know how you want the story to end.
That's interesting, yeah.
Well, just think about it.
Well, that's really your goal.
Right? So you want to know where to how the story's going to end, and then you're going to build a story to get to that ending. And I said, Jack, you want to know something? Daddy and Mike do this all the time with our clients. And he's like, what are you talking about? You don't do comic books. I go, no. But what I want to explain to you is that we start with our clients. We say, what do you want your retirement to look like? And then basically, Jack, what we do is we storyboard backwards. And we say, to do this, to do this, to do this. And we could almost write a comic strip out on it, right, Mike? Oh, yeah. We could show the perfect person going to work every day and progressing along and then finding it. It's the same thing.
Yeah, and Doug, it's just like, it's like when you say, if you just got in a car and drove aimlessly, or versus saying, hey, Doug, I need to go to New York City.
Right.
You could probably say to me, okay, Mike, if you go this way, you go Lincoln Tunnel. If you go this way, you can go Holland Tunnel. If you can come in through the GW, you know, give me different. And so the same thing like with your son's comic book, if he knows the destination, it probably would help him that'll help him be more creative on different scenarios built to get there.
You bet.
I could say this, or this happened along the way, or that happened along the way. And it's just like your financial journey, right? Mm-hmm. That's the purpose why we're talking about a comic book, is if we know what we're shooting for, or what we're trying to do, it opens up the avenues, if you will. And, you know, Doug, I want to get back to that person with the Roth, too, because I was thinking this. And it's kind of the same thing. When you're putting money away and you're giving younger people, they have a solid base, it opens up opportunity along the way. You're not playing from behind. It builds confidence. You know, when you're saying, hey, in my Roth, I got $200,000 right now. Don't kid yourself. That opens up other opportunities. Not per se with that money. I'm just talking about in your financial world in general. It's a different psyche you have attacking your financial world.
Yeah, it absolutely is, Mike. And it's just, there's opportunities out there for people if you're willing to, you know, come on in and sit down and go over it. It's not, too many people out there, Mike, are focusing on the wrong things and, you know, not the right things. And, you know, it's the end game that's it's the goal that's what's focused on. And too many people focus on the tools rather than the goals.
Yeah, and I also think too, Doug, I think one thing you do a great job of on the show is that you always explain to people when you come in and sit down with Doug or myself, it's a conversation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like a checklist of, well, you have to be for this. We ask you basically, so what's up? What brings you in? What's your goal? You know, what are you looking to accomplish? It's a conversation that triggers the plan, not like, okay, it's a, you know, A, B, C, D, you got to follow the grid. It's not how it works.
You know, Mike, I was talking to another person in the financial business, you know, financial advisory business the other day. And, you know, we were having a talk about our practices and how we operate. And he goes to me, you know, something really cool that we have now at our firm is that, you know, we send people out a link to a page and they fill in all their information before they even come to the meeting. And I looked at him and I go, have you lost your mind? And he's like, what are you talking about? I go, and he's been in the business a long time like we have. I said, you know, I think that you're kind of losing everything that you've brought to the table before. And he goes, what are you talking about? I said, people come to you and they work with you because they're comfortable with you. You sit with them, you talk with them, you learn about them, and then you provide solutions for them. You are taking that whole personalization out of the equation. And he goes to me, you know, I didn't think about it. You know, they come in and they tell you it's going to make your practice this much more efficient, blah, blah, blah. And I go, efficient for who? What's it doing? You're losing that personalization and the relationship between the client. And, you know, he's just like, I didn't think about it, man. Thanks for that conversation. I'm not, you know, doing it. And listen, we don't look at other financial advisors as competitors, right?
Yeah.
We share ideas with them out there. There's so few of us really good ones around that there's plenty of people to go around with them. So I don't mind telling somebody that, you know, but there's a perfect example of taking your eye off the ball.
Yeah, it's very robotic. That sounds very robotic. And in a world of everything's robotic, when you use a phone and call a company, I mean, who needs that when it comes to your personal finances?
Yeah.
It's just...
It's amazing. I look up at the clock right now and I see that we got to take a break. This show's flying by today. But I want to remind everybody that we've got a dinner coming up. May 3rd, Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. We're going to talk about savvy retirement income ideas where you can hopefully reduce some taxation, you know, improve or maximize your income. And it's going to be a really good evening. So come on out, pick the phone up and give a call. 855-262-3722. Reservations are required. We're going to kick it off around 6 o'clock. We'll probably be an hour and a half, you know, there. We're not keeping you all night. You'll be home at a reasonable time. And, you know, we really want to meet you. So pick the phone up, 855-262-3722. Reservations are required. Come on out and join us. All right, we're going to hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what's available to you. Well, we've got some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting faculties throughout the area and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So pick up the phone and call 888-855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. I'm glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. A reminder, Mike and I come out here this week to talk to you, and every week to talk to you about financial stuff. And Mike and I are the co-founders and managing partners at Wealth Management Group. And Wealth Management Group is a full-service financial organization dedicated to giving you a very personalized approach to accomplishing your financial goals and objectives. And we take great pride in the fact that we explain things in a simple, easy to understand format, regardless of the level of wealth, because there's one thing that I do know for sure, Mike, is people with $20 million appreciate simple, you know, conversations just as much as people with $200,000 do.
Absolutely. You know? It's important to both.
It absolutely is. And, you know, and we found a way to bring, you know, financial strategies to people from all walks of life. So, you know, we're happy to help you. We've got offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, Toms River, meeting facility in Manasquan. We're old school. We'll meet you in your home if you'd like. We're modern day. We'll do, you know, virtual appointments, whatever's easiest for you. You know, we're just two guys who happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. But we're just two regular guys too. I mean, we do the same things you guys do on the weekends. You know, that's for sure. You know,
And you know, Doug, we enjoy trying to make the process as easy and as understandable as possible for all our clients.
Right.
You know, that's what we believe in. You know, complicated or big words or speaking over heads is not what you're going to get when you come sit down with us.
No, absolutely not. You know, and we're not interested in that. You know, we gabbed an awful lot. You know, during the show there, we went over our times. Not that our times are ever structured, right? It's our show. Yeah. We do whatever we want to do. And I know that I just spoke about it a minute ago, but why don't you take a minute, Mike, and talk to the people about the dinner coming up, because it's, you know, it's right around the corner.
Yeah. Well, again, May 3rd, Aqua Blue Restaurant. We're going to kick off at 6 o'clock. So get there, you know, if you can, you know, before six, half hour earlier or whatever. And, you know, we're going to be talking about, Doug, strategies to retirement income and planning, just to put it as blunt or as possible. And there's a lot going on right now out there in the world, right? Inflation, taxation, all different things. And we feel this is such a key moment in time for people's retirement income strategies. We're seeing people's money getting eroded away. We're seeing, you know, insecurities, Doug, as you said earlier in the show. And we're going to have a night. We're going to talk about this. We have a presentation. We have a questioning and answer period. It's as laid back as this show sounds.
You bet.
Okay. You know, did I cover it, Doug?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You know, and you know, good food. And, you know, we just want you to come on out and, you know, hear what we have to say. So if you'd like to do that, pick the phone up. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Reservations are required. If you can't make it out to the dinner, but you'd still like to have a meeting with us, that'd be great. You're always welcome to. There's complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation. You call the same number, 855-262-3722. Now, if for some reason you can't get to the phone or you couldn't write that down, you can also go to the webpage. And the webpage is wealthmanagegroup.com. That's wealthmanagegroup.com. There's a contact us tab on there. Drop us an email. Let us know that you want to come to the dinner. We'll reach out to you. Make sure you include your telephone number in there. We'll reach out to you, and you know, we'll schedule into the dinner. Or if you'd like to have an appointment, we'll schedule time to get together with you. Sound good, Michael?
Sounds great.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Until next week, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you're feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and be really smart about what you're doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who has been there. Someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations, no strings attached. That's right, they will walk you through their easy process that they have used to help other people for over 25 years. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA.
FINRA SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management LLC is separate from Security and Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.